Heard the new J. Cole.
Oh, that was a good night's sleep, huh?
Bro, what do you mean?
What do I mean? It was boring.
You thought J. Cole, the Messiah, was boring?
Platinum with no features was boring? Yes, call him Mr. Sandman. Yeah.
What put you to sleep, bro?
I mean, there's no vibe to it. Like, nobody's denying that the man got bars, okay? He can rap, for sure. Like, nobody's denying that.
Okay.
But sweet baby Jesus, like, give me something that I at least want to bob my head to. Like,
so, okay, do you think it's just poorly timed? Or just, like, is he missing the wave?
No.
Is it, like what's not connecting for you, bro?
I mean,
because people are gassed on J. Cole. They're always gassed on J. Cole, bro.
There are plenty of artists out here right now that make me feel old as shit, all right?
Okay.
All the Lil's, right? Okay. They make me feel old. But I feel like there's nobody as overhyped right now in the bar space as J. Cole. Like, everybody's like, oh, he goes platinum with no features. Like, yeah, everybody's going platinum when you have 12 tracks on the album. Like, people are going to give it a playthrough off the hype alone. Like, it's not hard to go platinum when you're talking streaming.
Yeah,
okay?
If you have that hype.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Yeah, it's true.
But there's almost there in a space of,
like,
back.
It's, like, too big to fail.
Yeah.
You know, like... You almost don't need to make a quality album anymore because just the name alone will get the curiosity clicks. And the stands will always show up to defend.
Only way I can
you got me there. You got me there.
The only reason I can think of why Eminem is still popular.
Woo. Bro, Eminem is a weird one because, like, he'll remind you how brilliant he is or could be.
Yeah, he has flashes.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You get, like, a moment of it and you're like, damn.
But it's flashes like
and then corn, and it's all corn.
Right, and same thing with, like, your Lil Wayne. Like, Lil Wayne was one of the greatest when we were coming up, right? He had that 5-year run where he was featured on everybody's shit. Now I hear one of his feature verses, and it's like, okay, Grandpa, like,
damn.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Damn. Speaking of, okay, yeah. Actually, I just played that Monster.
Okay.
Kanye West.
Yeah.
And, yo. That Nicki verse got me hyped on Nicki again.
Again.
And then broke my heart when I realized what she became after that verse.
Trash. Trash is what she became after that verse. We were all hyped up.
I wouldn't say she trash, bro. I always compare her. Don't make that face. Can I
it's
talk?
It's my face. I'm listening.
Okay.
I'm listening. Okay. My face isn't, but my ears are.
Thank you, ears. Take a listen to this. I compare Nicki Minaj to, like, a whipped cream and cherry, right? On an ice cream sundae, that shit is dope. It completes the thing, you know what I mean? You throw it on some dessert, it's real nice. But whipped cream on its own is not a dessert. Unless you're kind of a monster. You know what I mean?
I mean, you know, like the can, like you hit it with the can.
Right,
like,
exactly. When I'm at my lowest and feeling like a gutter human,
it's the dessert equivalent of shredded cheese straight out the bag.
Exactly, okay, exactly. You take that spoon and you hit that Cool Whip before anyone can see you.
Yeah, Nicki Minaj is 2 a.m. shredded cheese and Cool Whip.
Yes,
okay.
As a solo artist.
Okay.
But when you add her to the recipe, the shit is fucking tasty.
I mean, it's all right. Yes.
It's all right.
It's all right.
But you're right about the hype thing, though.
Yeah. Like, it's getting to be a problem. Like, I'm not excited for much new stuff as far as the music industry goes. Like, DMX dropped a new album, okay? Posthumous album. Swiss Beatz felt the need to do it. R.I.P. DMX. Mm-hmm. Makes me super sad. My first favorite rapper. Then Alicia Keys gets on it. I almost stopped. I almost didn't finish it because it goes Alicia Keys followed up immediately by Bono, and I'm like, I don't need this in my life. DMX didn't die for this.
But first, a shout out. We want to say thank you to the West End Lounge right here in the Drake neighborhood.
Wait, Drake?
Yeah, bro. It's like a college bar.
Oh, the university, not the child group.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay, I like that drink.
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so DMX didn't die for that. Like, to this day, when I'm in a bad mood, something's not going right, people are pissing me off at work, I throw on some DMX. Because I know that no matter how bad things are in that moment, I'm not as angry as DMX was on Flesh of My Flesh, Blood of My Blood.
But see, DMX makes me want to fight.
Yeah.
Like, that's the, like, it's on the workout playlist.
Yeah.
It's on the Blow Her Back Out playlist.
Yeah. It's what these bitches want.
Yeah, yeah, like, it's the, like, it's that get in the zone, we about to take this to 11.
Yeah. Hype.
Right, so angry.
Yeah.
But it's angry hype.
But it's focused
anger. For me, oh, like it's a laser beam, bro. Anger. Like a laser beam. Okay, so the thing is, like, you remember when we were in high school, mm-hmm. like, the Rough Riders anthem was, like, the song of our people.
Right.
We would march up in the building chanting.
Yeah.
Stop. Drop.
Shut them down. Open up shop.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
So, like, it was such, I don't know, the DMX thing for me, it was, like, felt so personal because, mm-hmm. like, he gave us an identity.
Right.
He made us something to be feared.
True.
He made us something to feel powerful. Mm-hmm. And, like, we don't take no shit from nobody. All of us are DMX.
Right. Yeah, we are the Rough Riders.
And if
yeah.
you don't get out of our way, you up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, we will fuck you up.
Yeah.
Whether it's sports or music, fucking
drama, debate.
Debate. Like, like, I will debate you into the ground.
The dirt. Hard to digest the size of the hole in your chest. Like, that's what we're doing.
Damn.
Yeah.
So wait, on the hype though,
yeah.
DMX came to town recently
mm-hmm.
in the twilight of his career.
Yeah.
You were there.
Yeah.
Did he live up to the hype?
Yes. Because of the energy. Like, it was because of the energy. You still have this growl. And part of it's nostalgia. Absolutely part of it's nostalgia. Like, I was already hyped being there.
Okay? Yeah.
And that might be one of the problems with, like, these newer acts, is that they, for me, haven't built up that level of stardom for me to automatically be hyped just off of who they are. They haven't earned it yet. But you're an artist. Like, how do you get there? How do you show these people, like, first off, what the hype is, and then how do you maintain it? How do you live up to it time and time again?
Damn, that's a heavy question. That's a really heavy question.
That's what I asked.
No chill, huh?
No chill.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, hype is hard. Hype is hard because, like, real hype, you can't manufacture it.
Yeah.
It comes from a genuine curiosity.
Okay.
And so that's part of it, right? So if it comes from a sincere place, I think it has just more lasting power.
Yeah.
Because it's authentic. My questions need to be answered. I need to quench this thirst.
Okay.
Right? Speaking of, cheers.
Yeah.
But the thing about it is, trying to manufacture it to, like, force people into being curious about a thing is already a risky play.
Yeah.
Because they can just outwardly reject you and go, I don't give a shit about this. We've done that. You know, where you're like, who?
Yeah.
No.
Every Nicki Minaj album.
For example, but you know, that's already out of the gate a hard thing.
Yeah.
And so me personally is I actually tried to just decouple the idea of hype at all.
Mm.
I think in doing interesting things, hopefully questions will start to get asked. If you just keep doing truly interesting things, because you can't ignore things that are genuinely engaging, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I've been working with the Finesse now, like, working on this new album, and it's all been real hush-hush because we've been really focused.
Yeah.
And naturally, there are people asking questions about, well, what have you been doing?
Yeah.
That already is building some sort of, like, expectation for, like, oh, well, here are these new records that are coming. So there's already those kind of questions. Mm-hmm. And as we start to kind of move into those spaces, there's more and more, especially as, like, now people are like, learning that we're doing stuff, but nothing's been released yet. Now it's like, well, shit, I want to hear the records already.
Yeah.
So now we're just, it's like building up to that, almost that really critical hype of just like, can we just hear what this is? You know?
Yeah.
Win, lose, or draw, can I at least just hear what it is? But how to maintain that.
Or live up to it.
Like, that's a, I mean, can it ever? Like, I'll give you a story, and you can relate to this.
Okay.
Like, the movie Grease. I did not grow up with this movie.
Nor did I.
Right. For obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. and as a music person,
mm-hmm.
everyone around me was like really gassing me up.
Yeah.
You're gonna love Greece. It's so good.
Oh, they
the
lied.
Music, the dancing, it's amazing. And I watched that shit and I took a goddamn nap.
Yeah, I don't believe in 40-year-old high school students.
No.
You can't have crow's feet in PE. you can't do it.
And you know, for whatever reason, it just didn't resonate with me. Okay. You know, like whether it was the 50s, them doing all this like wop baba lubop shit, and there ain't no black students.
No black people.
You know, like I just there was nothing there for me to like latch onto. Mm. And it definitely did like just never even came close to the ballpark of hype. It was just disappointment.
Yeah.
And then anger.
You'll never get that 90 minutes back. Never.
And then vengeance. Ryan. Then came the vengeance.
Then the vengeance.
As I drug this movie for the rest of my life. And continue to do so.
Yeah.
But that's exactly it. It didn't live up to the hype, and now I'm in a place of like
anti-hype.
Oh, I'm gonna take this movie down.
Yeah.
And I can appreciate it as an adult.
Can you?
In its place in movie history, what it is, how it was, sure. I can acknowledge it is what it is.
You know what I think would make me feel better about it is if you took something that hype, what I think we need to do is give it the Wish treatment. Greece absolutely needs the Wish treatment. Like, let's make something worth the hype.
We could write it.
Let's do it. Let's
do it. And just like that, we got more work to do.
I mean, what's life if not work, right?
Hey, let's get this work.
Hey, man.
I appreciate you coming through.
Yeah, always nice to have a break. We should do this again. Same black time?
Same black channel.
All right.